Chapter 6 Bob Cratchit's House. Scrooge was suddenly back in bed. He was shaking. Was it from the cold, or was it from something else? He tried to hide under the bedclothes. He heard the wind blowing outside, and then he heard someone calling his name.
Scrooge! Ebenezer Scrooge!
Scrooge sat up and put on his glasses. The curtains around his bed opened slowly. A bright light filled the room. There was a table near the fireplace, covered with food. A big man, wearing a green robe, was sitting at the table and smiling at him.
I am the ghost of Christmas present, Ebenezer. Get up and come to me.
Scrooge walked over to the happy man's table. He was angry with these ghosts now. They had nothing to show him but pain. But he knew that he was supposed to learn something from their visits, so he wanted to be finished with them as quickly as possible.
I know you have a lot to show me.
I have a lot to learn. Let us begin.
Ebenezer, do you believe that I don't know how you really feel? But if you wish to hurry, let us go. Hold on to my robe.
Scrooge did as the ghost said, and immediately they were outside. It was daytime, and the streets were filled with people laughing and clearing the snow away from their front doors. For the first time in his life, Scrooge saw that these people were truly happy. The ghost was smiling at everyone he passed, even though they couldn't see him.
Do you remember what you said, Ebenezer? You would make everyone work on Christmas Day and twice as hard. Do you see now how much you would take away from these people?
Scrooge's heart sank when he heard his own words repeated to him. The ghost and Scrooge walked through the streets of London to an area where the houses were much smaller than Scrooge's. They stopped at one which looked poorer than the rest.
How can people live like this?
Well, they don't get paid enough at their jobs to have better houses. Come, let's look inside.
They passed through the door without anyone seeing them. Scrooge was surprised to see that it was Bob Cratchit's house.
Look, this is my clerk's house, Bob Cratchit's.
Just then, Bob came into the house with a small boy sitting on his shoulders. It was his youngest son, Tiny Tim. One of Tiny Tim's legs was thin and weak. He had to walk with the help of a crutch when his father couldn't carry him. But the boy looked very happy.
We're here!
Bob Cratchit put his son down.
Mother, that was the best walk ever! You should have seen all the people! Everyone was so happy!
Don't get too tired, Tim. Today is a special day!
The Cratchit's children ran around the house as their mother prepared Christmas dinner. The other children were very careful with Tiny Tim, and he did his best to play with his brothers and sister, even though his leg hurt him. Scrooge could not stop looking at Tiny Tim.
Look at that poor boy, ghost.
He will not live much longer if they don't find the money to pay for a doctor.
What are you saying? You mean the boy will die?
It was the first time the ghost did not smile. The Cratchits sat down to eat. Bob Cratchit did not make enough money to buy a turkey big enough to feed the whole family. They only had a very small turkey, some fresh bread and some soup, but nobody seemed to mind. Before they began, Bob said,
"Let us give thanks for the food we have, and let us thank the man who helped us buy it. Mr. Scrooge."
Mr. Scrooge? That man never cared about anyone. He never gives you a pay rise. He makes you work late. He's mean and unkind.
Please, dear, it's Christmas.
The family was sad when they heard Scrooge's name. Tiny Tim helped to break the silence.
Merry Christmas to everyone.
Scrooge looked at the boy with tears in his eyes.